Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. What a beautiful morning. It's warming up. It's actually feeling maybe like spring now instead of winter.
It's like Dana Point's supposed to be. Sunny and nice out.
Sunny and beautiful today. And people are going out. They're fishing. We already heard about bluefin jumping off the bow of the Tribute and bass biting off of Dana Point here. Lots going on here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We have the entire Hanson clan here. Dave's here. Don. Daddy Don's here. Donna's here. Mike's around here somewhere. Captain Brian Woolley's here. I've heard from a lot of people. Captain Ken Frankie, who's hosted this show here. The Sport Fishing Association is bringing this show to us today, is here. Along with his team, Geronimo and Edwin are here too. Arnie, Tommy P are here from our team. And just a great time here. And a lot of our listeners come down. Thank you very much. And they have a chance to win a great prize for coming down, right, Ricky?
Well, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, I don't ever remember getting to do something like this and how cool. And thanks again to the whole family at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for making it happen. But everybody that shows up to Dana Wharf this morning during the hours of Let's Talk Hookup is going to get their name into a box to win their own charter on the San Mateo. And we heard from Captain Bo earlier, a beautiful boat, and you're going to get your own charter, whether it's you and your buddy or 10 of your friends. You want to do 12 people on a three-quarter-day charter, that's happening for you, a three-quarter-day trip on the San Mateo at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And again, if you want to get your opportunity, that killer prize, just show on up down here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Tons of free parking. It's easy to deal with. And when you show up, look for Tommy P. He's in the audience. He's got the stack of cards. Fill out your name, and you're going to drop it into the box, and you'll be eligible to win that great trip. You do need to be present, and we'll pull one winner at the end of the show. And if you want to ask a question this morning, step up to the microphone. You're going to get a second shot. So, again, everybody that steps up to the mic, makes it on the air, that card is then going to go into the box, and you'll have two chances to win that awesome trip. And, again, if you want to join us on the phones this morning, we'd love to hear from you on that, too. That's 833-288-0973. Been a very busy morning on the phones. Phones are 100% packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys and the girls, and we're having a great time. And, again, if you
I got to make special comment here. The one and only Alex Sports Barber has come to the house.
Yeah, Uncle Al. Uncle Al
is
here. His presence.
Sports Barber himself, if you're in Dana Point and you're not going to the Sports Barber, you're just not looking good.
Not a better place to get your haircut than the Sports Barber.
You got to go to the Sports Barber. And thanks, Al, for the donuts. Appreciate that. And Al's right here in Dana Point Harbor.
Where else can you go to get your haircut and find, without question, the best info on catching a calico bass?
No doubt. Yeah. He says the wax wing is biting.
You can't get those two things done anywhere else.
Yeah, for sure. So great to have you in the house, Alex, appreciate that. And, of course, another local here, Lawrence Quigley, is around here, too. Lawrence is around right there, the one and only Lawrence. He's kind of a local here, too. And a lot of good locals here. A lot of fun down here at Dana Point. We have to do this again, Ricky.
You count me in. I love it up here.
It's kind of like the home turf for us.
I love it up here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report today. The FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products for serious fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own Spectra to Fluorocarbon wind-on top shots. It's very easy, it's cost-effective, and it's time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, Taka's Tackle, Save on Tackle, and more. We're going to start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, and guests. Man, you got a house full up there. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're having a good time,
right,
buddy.
Down the street from you. You should be down here at Dana Wharf.
Oh, I wish I was, but duty calls here. But, hey, guys, we got kind of a good news, bad news set up this week. Good news is we'll do that first. There's a bunch of fish around. For the first part of this week, we had nice weather, perfect moon tide conditions, and guess what? Some really good angling opportunities scattered about. Here's a little pre-storm wrap-up for you there. Up north, there's been that sea bass, yellowtail, halibut, in the Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz bait ground zone there. A lot of fish on the bait when it gathers up. One of my customers has sent me a pick of about a 50-pounder sea bass wedged in a tank we just delivered to them there, and they had limits of sea bass and all on red crab-colored hookup baits. Go figure. Catalina, a lot of yellow still around that island. Squids still backside middle, not a whole lot of bait, but enough to catch some for your fishing there. Our sea bass fishing at the island. It's been a little scratchy, but, man, there's some big ones around. It's kind of an interesting scenario this year. Big barracuda scattered all over the island. Calico bass are biting, which is a good sign of springtime. Those calico bass are up on the surface biting the sardines. They love that. We just need a little break in the weather here. At San Clemente Island, it bounced back big time. You know, it kind of was on the slow bell there for a little bit, and then about last weekend started biting again. Big scores on good grade yellows there, both bait fish, squid, and sardine, and some great jig fishing also, surface iron fish, yo-yo jig, but a lot of where they're fishing is bad bottom, and man, I'm telling you what, it's got to be tight drags and heavy line, or you're just going to get destroyed. It's good grade fish, really nice ones. Along the coast, mostly rockfish, but ample opportunity for you big sea bass killers. There's been some big ones here this week. They're definitely around. Offshore, that bluefin, oh my God, what a story that bluefin is. Still around, good grade fish. Sad part is they're mostly biting light line, and that's a tough combination to get them nice ones on the deck, but I got a big hunk of a 100-pounder in my cooler here right now for dinner tonight, so guys are doing okay. Oh. That, oh, can't wait, but those perfect 30, 40, 50-pound outfits are the answer, guys, for most of what's around right now in that main zone is just below that 371, 425. And, guys, it's lumpy but marginally fishable today, and here's the bad news part of this report. Weather's coming back up tomorrow and more. It's a funky-looking week here, even though we got all this opportunity around. So if you get a little shot, get out there, make sure that tackle is perfect. There's a lot of big fish here for this time of year. It's game on, guys.
You know, here's a unique deal. Normally when I leave town, the weather turns perfect, okay? This is the first case I can think in a long time where I'm going to Loretto tomorrow, and the weather's going to be perfect in Loretto, and it's not going to be here, Ricky. Just remember that, Rick.
I got to be honest.
Just remember that.
I've got more faith in a lifetime of perfect weather from you traveling than I do on a weather report. So I'm still fingers crossed that there will be good fishing and good weather when you're gone. It just hasn't ever happened one time yet, and I can't see that streak breaking now.
All right. Well, hey, Mark, there's fish to catch. That's the good news, and when the weather straightens out, it's going to be good. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have everything you need to find out what's going on the bite. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUP NOW. HOOKUP NOW, lowercase and no space. HOOKUP NOW is your $20 code. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Editor by the big Chevron station. That phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm not sure what next week's report is going to be, but it's going to be worthy one way or another. Have a good week, guys.
All right. Thanks, you too, buddy. Mark. Thanks for that.
All right. Let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
We heard from the Tribute this morning. Sounds like he's in the bluefin.
Which sounds about right. We had a few slow days there with the weather. The asset got back this morning. They only put one bluefin on the boat, but Captain Greg said they saw a lot of fish and they had their shots there. So hopefully the Tribute's picking up right where they left off. Like I said, a few slow days there with the weather coming through. San Diego, they got a really short trip in Thursday. They went out there, took a look at the weather, got a little bit of fishing in, caught 30 yellowtail, but had to come home early, and then they took the day off yesterday. Same with the half day. So unfortunately not a lot to report, but they're going to be right back out there. It's a very nice day today. New Seaforth's out on their half day. San Diego's out on their full day. We've got some boats fishing for those bluefin there. So definitely take a look at the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, full days, day and a half. So we have a couple one days in there. Some boats are putting up some longer trips. Lots of options up there. Definitely check that out. You can make reservations directly online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, ready to go, and then as soon as everything clears back up, get back out there, catch those yellowtail, bluefin, or bottom fish if you want to do that.
Absolutely. Well, we've got good weather on the forecast once we get through this little week here, and hopefully we'll get right back to it. Marcos, great job, great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our report this week. Again, Catch Sports sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer all of the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, their killer smoked and jerky fish, their famous rubs, smoked cheese, spices, jerky, and more, and don't forget their famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or go online to fishermansprocessing.com. And Sean sent us a note letting us know that they're having a season kickoff sale starting this weekend through the entire remainder of May. Everything is 25% off in the market. So that's all the spices, all the rubs, everything 25% off for the season kickoff. If you want to jump in and take advantage of that online, you can enter the promotional code SEASONKICKOFF25. Again, it's
all one
word.
And they ship it to you. Yeah, if you're up here in Dana Point, you don't want to drive to San Diego, you want to up in L.A., Orange County, wherever, SEASONKICKOFF25 is the code you enter in there. They'll ship it to you. Or just go in and tell them you want your 25% off.
Yeah, and you do that through fpgourmet.com, like FP like Fisherman's Processing, fpgourmet.com.
Very good.
Very All cool right. opportunity. Again, phones are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get through, going to be plenty of opportunities in the second hour, 833-288-0973.
Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
Sounds good. This time we're going to talk to Paul. He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Rick, Pete, and the Hanson family. My question is for Dave. Dave, how often do you run the 65-foot hatters, and what's the name of the boat?
All right, it's got a kind of a cool name. The name of the boat is the Wild and Sack, and you can only imagine who they named that after. But
Ken Frankie, right?
Right.
Sport Fishing Association of California.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, we get asked all the time, why is it called that? And I tell you, they named it after me. But we go out as often as we possibly can. Last year we did a 97-day stretch without any time off the water. But this season seems to be starting out a little bit slower as far as the weather goes. Not the fishing. The fishing's there. It's just the weather. So right now we're kind of liking this little time off that we're having, just keeping the boat looking good and ready for when the weather calms down and we can start fishing again. But once it starts, it doesn't seem to stop. I've been running the boat now for 9 years, and we have lots of 90 to 100-day stretches where we never get off the water. So
wow.
As soon as it starts happening, we go and we go. And like my little sister was just telling you guys before the break here, I don't have a watch. I haven't worn a watch since 1972. I don't know what time it is right now. I have no idea. And we get in when I get in. We fish from when the sun comes up to when the sun goes down. And normally, that's when it's time to travel. I don't like to fish in the dark. I'm not a vampire. That's when the boat drives. We drive in the dark and we fish in the light. That's kind of how I do it.
And the days are a little longer. Your little sister is laughing right now. Yeah, she's like shaking her head going, good thing he doesn't work here. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. John in Los Alamitos, you're next up on the mic there. John, thanks for coming down to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Morning, John.
Good morning, boys and girls. My question is to Dave, and my question is to Don. I would take a hug, Dave, because I'm a little chilly. But
shirt off.
Shirt off.
That's scary.
And for Don, I've heard that albacore bite when there's a lot of rain in the year. So my question to you is, I've heard from Bobby Taft's dad years ago, Spike, I guess it was his name.
That's right.
He told me anytime there's an El Nino with a lot of rain, there's going to be albacore. So my question is there going to be albacore?
I fished with Spike. Spike had his boat here at one time.
Really?
Patricia was here when it was brand new.
Absolutely.
And, wow. I was fortunate enough to drive it. Frank LaPresti drove it, too. So a lot of us, and Spike is right. Everybody used to say that you get a lot of rain in the wintertime, you're going to have a lot of albacore in the summertime. So we've got the rain. In fact, it's going to rain again this week, so
It could happen.
It would really be neat if it happened.
Yeah. But in the meantime, we'll take bluefin tuna and
we'll take whatever whatever God gives us, and so we're happy with that. And there, you know, we've been fishing bass here for many, many, many years, and the bass population does not seem to decline. It seems to get larger and larger even though with the new size limit, I worked with the department for years getting the size limit where it was to 12, 13 inches. And they say they spawned three times at that time. And so we never saw a decline. We saw a slowdown. I mean, and I hate to get into this conversation because people said this is the good old days. And I remember the good old days back there when I fished with 60 people in the morning and 60 people in the afternoon and settled a jackpot with one tomcod.
Wow.
And so those are the really good old days when everybody walked off the boat with nothing. And they call those the good old days. Now, these are pretty good days right now, so take advantage of it and go catch a fish.
Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that very much. Don in Woodland Hills came all the way down from Woodland Hills to join us here. Don,
absolutely.
Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. And while you're there, I want to remind people that today is the day for the CCALA banquet. If you're going to go, it's up at the Long Beach Rod and Reel Club, right?
That's my next stop.
You're going to go up there? All right, to it. It's a great event, the barbecue and such like that. It's a benefit for CCA, and it's a and the guys up there in the LA chapter of CCA do a great job.
Yeah, Calabasas Barbecue does an amazing job. So if you got the time, show up.
Long Beach Rod and Gun Club.
That's
check
right.
it out.
So my question is for Don. It's a great name, Don.
Thank you.
I remember the harbor here before it was a harbor. I used to dive in Orange County a lot back in the late 60s, early 70s. But my question for you is, what was a typical rod and reel line setup back in the 40s and 50s?
A knuckle buster with a piece of leather. No. I'll let Rick answer what it was. I can't remember what happened yesterday, let alone what happened 50 years ago. But no, we used pen jig masters, most of the stuff, and Sinoflex rods and reel. It was fun.
I was going to say, 50 years ago, I can remember using a pen jig master back when I was a kid,
exactly,
right?
That's exactly what we used.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't have the leather. No, the leather was not on the reel to slow it down. No.
That's pretty scary.
You use your thumb and a few blisters here and a few blisters there, but... it's hard to remember what we used 50 years ago.
Yeah,
I've seen a couple of those. I've never used one, and I don't think I ever want to.
No, I don't think you want to either.
The technology's a little different.
Yeah, your thumbs let you know if the fish got to run or not. But
Thanks, Don, for coming down all the way from Woodland Hills, and have a good time at the CCA barbecue today. Arnie came up from Vista, and Arnie, thanks for taking all the great photographs, and appreciate the coming down to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Thank you very much, guys. Great to have a handsome family. Thank you for all you guys do here. Make this place great. Thank you both the Hanson family and SAC for your support of CCA. Thank you very much. The question I have today is actually for Ken. Say if I have a friend that has a boat and we want to go out fishing and we're down to San Diego, we're going to launch out of like Shelter Island. That area, it's like I know there's like a zone or we're on the U.S. side and then the Mexican side. Now, what all do we need for to fish that area? And is it really the responsibility of the captain to have that all together, or is it all on anglers, too?
You're talking about the Coronado Island area?
Yes.
Okay, that's a protected park, basically, for the Mexican government. If they go to any of the landings down in San Diego, they can get the bracelets. It's like a couple of bucks to enter the park area, basically, and they need their Mexican fishing license. And then there's one last thing, and it's called a temporary importation document. Costs $60. It's for 10 years, and you can get it on the SAC website. Really easy, and they send it to your house. So,
and each passenger needs an FMM also.
Oh, that's right. Yep. An FMM, a visitor visa. Go to the SAC website. It's all outlined there, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, about the bracelets, too. If you go multiple times, just buy the passport card for a year, I think it's $18.
That's $18. CaliforniaSportFishing.org is the address.
And you have everything is linked through there on the Mexico tab.
We tried to make it really simple and easy to follow.
You guys did such a good job. I mean, we get calls all the time at our tackle store, and that's just where we send everybody. That's where we get all of our information, where we send everybody. Basically, what SAC did is, you know, you're not buying the license from SAC. What you guys did was very easy in English, very easy to describe. You know, the law is this, this, and this. You need to do this and this. Now click right here, fill out the information, and the link takes you directly to it.
That's
it's
exactly
super easy
it.
To follow.
One thing I'll say for the private boaters, if you come down to the SAC office, I have Geronimo and Edwin in the office, and we will voluntarily pull them up to a computer and help the people out.
Yeah, you guys are so helpful, and your team with Geronimo and Edwin just do fantastic job. Hey, thanks for coming down, Arnie. Appreciate that. I want to ask you about this, Donna.
Yeah.
Amazing Adventures of Captain Don. What a cool kid's book this is, right?
Yeah.
It is a kid's book, right?
It's a kid's book.
Okay,
no,
good.
No,
I just make sure.
But anybody can read it. It's,
yeah,
can
read
it's for the 5 to 8 year olds, and it's a tribute to my father. It was written for his 80th birthday.
Wow.
Now we're on his 85th birthday. But it's The Amazing Adventures of Captain Don. It is, it's a story on whale watching from a kid's eyes through the captain, and it's a really great story. And if you'd like to grab one, we do have some free ones up here.
Help yourself up here.
But it's a tribute, and it's a really cute book. I know David
and
I are laughing because my dad's right here in this little yellow jacket with a little red
hat.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Captain Don.
Right.
So, yeah, come up and grab some. We'll
bring
out
some more.
Copies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's really a cool deal. Yeah, if somebody wants one, yeah. Come on up and we'll get some more copies. But, check it out. Take it to your kids and grandkids.
It's pretty good. People love it. The kids, really get inspired to be a captain like Captain Don.
And who is the author?
It was me.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Good job.
Cool. Very nicely done.
Before you leave that, Pete, one time, please, real quick. Donna, would you like to make an announcement on what you did yesterday? Speaking of whale watching.
Oh, no.
We were fortunate enough to.
No, she didn't want to talk about it. Huh?
She'll talk about it here because I'll make her. But,
oh, okay. Dad says.
We were fortunate enough to start whale watching on the West Coast here. We hold that distinction in 1959, 50, 60, right around in there. We started with the school kids at Sacramento, and then moved on from there. But yesterday was quite a day. I got to listen to my daughter speak for an hour and a half on this subject here. And I would like her to just say one word, and then we'll go back to what we're doing here.
We're doing a project right now to market Dana Point as the dolphin and whale watching capital of the world. And so that's a new project that we just unveiled, and it's going to be pretty amazing. To just watch the rollout, you can follow us on danawharf.com.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Very good. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed. Let's talk to Brian. He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Brian, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
To Mr. Don, the grand. Good morning. Good morning. To Mr. Don, the grandfather I never had or had, I'd just like to say thank you. I appreciate you for everything you've done. I wanted to ask Donna about the kids club and the kids summertime fishing camp.
Captain Brian Wu is going to handle that one.
Got it. So we've got a pretty unique program here. We're very, very strong with the kids programs. It's a week-long summer camp where the kids come and fish for, it's like an extended half-day trip. The boat usually leaves at 9, it's back sometime after 3, where we spend some one-on-one time with, I think it's like 25 kids per session.
Oh, cool.
On the boat. And we take them out 5 days, and on the 5th day they get to bring a parent and kind of show them kind of what they've learned throughout the week. But we have some awesome sponsors that provide us with some really cool prizes, and we just spend that critical time getting those kids, again, that confidence built. Teach them how to read the conditions, get them comfortable with casting, using different type of tackle, and things like that. So it's a really neat program. I've never heard of anything anywhere else that compares to or even comes close to it. So it's been very popular. It started with a one-week session, and now we have 4 sessions of this camp through our summer.
Pretty awesome.
So it's a huge deal.
Sells out virtually every year, right? The kids club, it's the type of thing that once the announcement's made, you've got to go on and get your reservations made. Super popular.
Right. So the week-long kids camp, yeah, we put it out in March, and it sells out. Brian has been tremendous. Dana Wharf thanks you so much for your leadership in that. The kids absolutely love to fish with the captains for a whole week. So
that's cool.
Sells out. And unfortunately, we just can't add any more weeks. We're at our max, right, Brian?
It's crazy and hectic for sure,
cool.
But it's good. It's time well spent. Absolutely.
Excellent. So get on danawharf.com and just know when that's going to happen.
We are sold out for this summer, but next March is when we release it, and just get on there and sign up.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. We got to talk a little bit about our future. Let's Talk Hookup live broadcast, of course, 2 weeks from today. Rick and K Captain Frankie will be down in Loreto, Mexico at the beautiful La Mission Hotel, which we will be tomorrow for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. That's going to be a great, great show. And you got a lot of big Mexican dignitaries down there, right, Ken?
Yeah, we're going to have the governor of Baja California Sur is going to be welcoming us, and the secretary of fisheries. The whole community basically rallies behind this show, and it's been quite a growing event. And
the clam festival right after. Ricky,
chocolate
you know,
clam
you're
festival.
Going to go crazy with that.
Okay, let's
bonus.
Tell the truth. That's
yeah,
the real
that's
reason
a
we're going.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. What a cool spot to get to do a live broadcast. Loreto's such a unique part of Mexico, and it's one of my favorite towns because it's still very reminiscent of how Baja was a lot of years ago. It's definitely something that's not changed a lot. There's still cobblestone roads and super friendly people. And one thing you always notice about everybody that lives in Loreto, they're very proud of their town and very welcoming. And I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome time. And
zero issues down there. I'm actually bringing my wife down on this trip.
That's
good. And,
it's a great place
yeah,
for
it's,
your
it's
wife.
It's just an amazing place
yeah.
for a family to
no,
go.
No, it is really. And then 2 weeks from there, on June 15th, we'll be live at Encinitas Ford for our very first San Diego County Ford dealer live remote. We moved it. It was originally scheduled. Everybody's going, wait a minute. I thought it was on the 8th. Yeah, it was originally on the schedule 8th. We had a scheduling issue with Encinitas Ford, so it's actually moved to Saturday, June 15th, live at Encinitas Ford for our very first San Diego County Ford dealers live remote, where you're going to get your first opportunity to win that four-day fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star to go fishing down in with Captain Tim, and I'll be on that trip too, and round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines LA to Mazatlan
cool
included in that giveaway. So that's June 15th at Encinitas Ford.
There's definitely no denying that Encinitas Ford's a fishing dealership because we couldn't do the broadcast because the owner was out fishing. So,
right,
you know,
exactly.
There's definitely no denying that they're, that they're a fisherman first place.
Yeah.
Hey, we're having a great time here at Dana War Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Live show, plenty of time to still come down. We got another half hour coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Loreto, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Loreto. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Loreto. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Loreto, Mexico with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanero. We love families.
While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Take care, guys.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're live at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing right here in Dana Point. Great crowd here, Ricky.
Well, you're not kidding. It's such a great spot and so easy to get to. And that's the thing about Dana Wharf, too. It's so central. Whether you're in L.A., in Orange County, in San Diego, it's easy to come up. It's easy to drive down, and certainly perfect if it's in your backyard of Orange County and Dana Point here. But, yeah, we're having a great time talking all kinds of fishing. Again, have to mention what an unbelievable prize. One lucky person who's standing in this audience is going to win their own charter going fishing on the San Mateo. You get to pick the time, and you get to pick your buddies to go with you because the whole trip's going right to you. And how cool is that?
If you're not down here and you want to get in the hat, Tommy Pease, your guy right here to get in there. And on the line right now, fresh back from Rancho Lanero, is Bart. Oh, what's up, Bart?
Morning, Bart.
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete Hansen and everybody there. Ken,
hey, Bart, I know you're an app guy, and you tuning in on the Let's Talk Hookup app today?
Of course I am, Pete. As a matter of fact, I listen to both this app and the other app. I want to check some things out between both, and everything's going perfectly, Pete. The app is working
great.
Well.
Radio.com as well as Let's Talk Hookup.
Both of them. They did not work last Sunday in Mexico for some reason, but I think that's more of a local issue than it was an app issue. But
yeah,
right now everything's working great. By the way, the fish are biting
great.
Down there. But awesome. Listen, I'm really enjoying the show today, and I just wanted to publicly thank the Hansons for something specific that they do. Of course, the things they do in fishing cover a multitude, but the investment they make in the future with the kids, you know, that's something where at the Fred Hall shows we're passionate about making sure that we do invest in kids for the future, and a lot of companies say they do, but they don't really do it, and they give lip service to it. But everything they do for children down there for the future of fishing is a big investment, and I personally just wanted to say thank you for that to all of you.
Thank you, Bart.
Thanks, Bart. That's really cool. Well, thanks. Glad you got in here this morning, Bart, and appreciate that very much. And thanks for all you do for fishing, and glad you had a good time there at Rancho Lanero. Appreciate the call this morning. Chris is here from Mission Viejo. Chris, we got a lot of guys that want to step up to the mic here, so let's try and get those guys in here. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for coming down to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Dave. Thank all the Hansen family for everything that they do here in Dana Point. Providing fishing, whale watching, beautiful dining, almost anything anybody could ask for. My question today is for Ken and maybe Don too. As sports fishermen, what should we be concerned with the Southern California coast, and what can we do about it to help? And what does the future look like for not only us, but for our children?
I could go all night here on that one. So, yeah, the future still looks good. Future looks good. I've spent probably 40 years, I know it's been over 40 years, with the Pacific Fishery Management Council. 7.5 years as chairman of the council. There's issue after issue after issue comes up all the time, as you probably understand. The biggest one right now is for the West Coast is sardines for us. We probably will reach our quota on sardines if we're not careful. So now there's one issue after all the time, and it's not. It's a strong environmental group saying that we don't want to catch the last fish. We have no idea. We have no desire to catch the last fish. If we catch the last fish, we're out of business, and we don't want to do that. We want everybody to have a chance to catch a fish, everybody to enjoy what we've been able to enjoy for my lifetime. And so we keep fighting those battles every day, and Ken's right beside me fighting them. They're not easy because some people can dream up things I've never heard of before, but we have to fight them and keep working at it to keep going so we can still go fishing. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, one thing to add on to what Don said, you asked the question, what can you do? CCA is doing a good job representing the recreational fishing community. SAC, we represent the commercial passenger fleet, so we have our piece of the pie that we work on, but it's a collaborative kind of thing. The full pie is the CCA group on one side and SAC on the other. Each has its vested interest in making sure that the ocean resource is protected. So for the private recreational boater or somebody that doesn't even own a boat, that's probably your best venue to where you can step up and actually do something of substance that will help everybody at the end of the road.
All right. Thanks very much for coming down to Dana Wharf. Appreciate that. Mark from Ramona. Mark, are you around?
Mark or maybe Matt.
Matt. It's a Matt or M-S.
But if you came all the way down from Ramona, it's probably you.
Is it? Yeah.
But again, you gotta be present.
Yeah. So, all right. So how about Terry from Oceanside? Terry Angel.
Hey.
There's Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Oceanside Anglers. I used to fish at a Dana Wharf years ago all the time. But I was wondering if you still have a boat that goes out once a week just targeting halibut.
Oh, so our halibut derby just ended, but we normally, like, it starts in November and it goes through March, and so we fish for halibut every Friday and Sunday. That's an amazing halibut derby. We just finished a great season.
What was the winning halibut?
The winning halibut was 26 pounds.
Nice. Is that right?
26. Yeah, 26 pounds.
I know you announced it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, $1,500 was the winner. So,
That's great.
And we had cash prizes all the way down. So we do fish year-round for halibut. You can catch a halibut out here year-round, but we target it that time. So.
All right, very good.
Great question.
Jim from Fallbrook. Jim, right there, and ready to go here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Hi, Jim.
Beautiful morning here. Thanks, Jim.
I was going to say, my daughter, who I got interested in fishing a couple of years ago, taking her to Mexico, joined with her friend. Her friend's been in a long time. The women's club down here.
Oh.
She's fishing more than I am now.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they do so many good things. Women's club. You have a women's club.
Well, we have the Dana Wharf Lady Anglers. They're an awesome group.
It.
Dana Wharf Lady Anglers has been going on since, like, 75, Dad? Is that correct? Yes?
No kidding.
Yeah.
She says you guys are just so nice. Everyone down here is so nice to them. And
well, we'll stop
really
that.
Really nice.
We'll
with her, she'd be one to stop.
Yeah, those ladies are great.
Cool.
I'm on the Lady Anglers, too, but I haven't fished this year yet, but I'm going.
All right.
That's cool.
That's excellent.
Good.
My question was on fishing. How do you mark your line to know the depth, or do you buy the line that the color's different or something? I tried some black marking pen one time, and that didn't work out too good because I think it damaged my...
Captain Dave, you have any suggestions?
Well, so much of our fishing in Southern California here is fly lining that we really don't spend a lot... I know what you're talking about. Believe me, I got you 100%.
Yeah.
But when we're offshore and we're trying to target that bluefin, what I try to tell my guys is if you have a 4 to 8 ounce weight. Mm-hmm. It's a 1 second, usually 1 second, 10 feet. So we count that down. That's pretty much the basic thing. Wow. You get down in the zone, you figure out where that bite come from. When you go to wind your line up again, we crisscross it super fast right there for a second.
Yeah.
And that way we know exactly where to go the next time we drop it down.
Oh, because the reel will kind of jump with that point.
See, I told you I had you.
Yeah.
I knew what you were
talking
about.
Good call. I like that idea.
I figured I'd get it here.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks for coming down. Rick from Temecula is next up. Thanks for coming down to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Bass Capital of the West.
What's up, Rick? Hey, good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to compliment Dana Wharf on your app for your phone. Three buttons and you got your fish count.
That's cool.
It's amazing. It's a really, really good product. But my question's for Captain Dave. Got some buddies. We're talking about doing a charter this summer.
Okay.
First of all, how far in advance do we need to reach out to you? And then the second part is, once we do pick a date, how do we communicate about what you know at what's biting that time?
You can call me. I'm pretty out there on social media, too. You can see exactly what I'm doing. I Facebook Live every day. I'm Instagram, Snapchat, whatever I can possibly do to get my face out in front of everybody, you know? So if I catch a tomcod, I'm posting it on every piece of social media in the world. It's hard not to see me. If you're into fishing, you see me every day. But I have my phone number plastered on every bathroom wall in California.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So you can find me. I'm super easy to find. But if you're going to be on my boat with me, we're in contact all the time because I want to make sure that you guys know what's going on. If the fish are at 60 miles, we cruise at 20 knots, we're going to leave before the lights come on, and we're going to be right on that fish right as the lights come on. You know, like I told you in the beginning of this, I don't fish in the dark. I'm not a vampire, but we're going to fish in the daytime when the lights are on. So whatever we have to do to travel to get to there, but we're always going to be talking to everybody and knowing exactly where the bite's at and what you guys are looking for to catch.
Do vampires fish in twilight?
Kind of a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, if we've got a fish hanging and the lights are starting to go off, we'll wait a minute
okay.
to get them in.
Right.
And then about how far in advance do we need to be talking to you?
Well, if you're going to start to look for something in July or August, I would get on as quick as you can gather your guys up because everything's going to go. As soon as somebody catches a fish up here in Dana Point, as far as an offshore fish, it's going to go. Lickety split. So get on it as fast as you possibly can.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Dan in Irvine. Thanks for coming down, Dan. Appreciate that.
Is Dan making his way up to the mic here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing? What's up, Dan?
Good morning.
Pirate fan. Padres were playing the Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. And they beat them last time.
Anyways, let's get to our next microphone person.
But I live in Orange County, so I have to root for the Angels. Too.
Yeah, there you go.
So I have to be neutral, right?
Yeah, but this is the home of the Padres, so, you know.
The borderline right
there.
Down there.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, two quick questions. One is that back when the power plant was running, they had used to fish off the pipeline. There was hot water coming, warm water coming out there. Caught some pretty interesting fish when that was going on. Is that still going on? Are they still discharging hot water from that power plant? Does that change the fishing at all?
Good question.
Brian could probably answer. No, the power plant's been shut off for quite a while, but...
Did it change the fishing down there, Brian?
You know, there was a lot of talk that it did. You know, there's some artificial reefs and stuff that they were required to put in because of some alleged effect and whatnot. But it didn't do a whole lot. You know, it gave us some really good structure to fish. You know, that pipe that comes out, there's two pipes there, but some good structure absolutely to fish there. But I don't really think the hot water did a whole lot. You know, it moved some water around and created some condition on some days where there was no current on that pipe or whatever. The outflow did definitely get the fish up and active, but I don't think it had.
Doesn't look like a big whirlpool or anything.
Not anymore. Yeah. No, I mean, you could definitely tell when it was on, when it was going, but not now.
And they did not glow in the dark.
Okay, well. The other question is back when I used to fish on the Clemente, there was a guy who made George, I think it was.
George Burgers.
And I was just wondering, he retired, and I just wondered, is he still around? And
he's still around. You were looking for a haircut. At the same time, you can find out all about George. Just ask the barber. He knows George. Right.
Go ahead. Alex and George talk all the time. Alex, give us a George update, would you?
He's green bass. He's got his motorhome at Lake Martinez.
Okay. All right.
Fishes every day, takes Saturday off, and goes to the
casino. Does he still come fish calicos with you?
Still fishes calicos.
All right, very good. George is still around.
I was struggling trying to fish with plastics, learning how to fish with plastics there. George comes out and says, "Well, let me look at see if I can help you with this." He throws it out, gets one little nod, and picks up a fish. And I've been struggling for
an
hour.
Yeah.
I almost threw my rod in the water.
Knows how to fish and knows how to make a burger too. I'll bet you guys miss him on the Clemente, right?
So he passed
passed his burger recipe down, so Dusty's doing pretty good with that.
Dusty, all right, very good. David from Laguna Beach is next up. Thanks for coming down, David. Appreciate it.
It is. Hi, I want to thank the Hansons. I grew up fishing here, and the deckhands weren't too happy when we were little kids because we made our own weights out of soup cans.
Ha!
but we weigh them. They'd be 5 pounds. But I've fished out of here at least 47 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I just want to say thank you. And
thank you.
And they used to call me Super Dave on the Seahorse.
Sweet.
I love the Seahorse.
Thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank
you. All right. Dave from Ladera Ranch. Come on up, Dave, and thanks for coming down here. Trying to get everybody who put one in to step up to the mic so they can get their double entries in there. And thanks, Dave, for coming down. Great to see a lot of our Orange
great.
County, L.A. County listeners down here, too.
Yeah, so. For those of you that didn't come to the broadcast today, you missed something really classic. During the catch report, Captain Dave was getting so antsy. I think he wanted to get up and leave and go get on his boat.
He wanted to give the catch report.
It was pretty funny.
Problem.
I saw him rubbing his legs.
Oh, yeah.
His feet were twitching.
Oh, yeah. He does that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not big into setting still.
Anyways, I had the same question about the shoreline here. It's been kind of deteriorated with the storms, and it's been beat up. Has that changed the fishing, close to the shore?
You got a couple experts down at the end down there,
yeah.
So, Brian?
You know, certainly the weather is a factor, and certainly, condition sets are a big deal. We have seen a lot of kelp that was in spots isn't there because of the wind. You know, the water this summer got warm fast, and that's not the best for the kelp by any means. So it kind of weakened it up, and then when the first set of storms came in, it blew it all out. But things have kind of settled out. Water temperatures have changed. They're in that ideal spot, kind of like what Dave was talking about, and we're seeing that stuff grow back. So it's all cyclical. It all comes and goes, and certainly it affects how we fish and where we fish. You know, days of backing the boat into a big, giant kelp bed aren't there yet like they have been in the past years. So we're fishing over, same hard bottom. The fish still kind of there, or they might orient on a rock as opposed to, in the big kelp bed. So a little bit of work, finding the right condition to get the boat in the right spot, but certainly the opportunity is good.
Absolutely. Right. Well, looking forward to getting on a boat this summer.
Thanks for coming down to January. Gene and Ron, we didn't get you up to the mic, but we're going to put you in anyway.
Hey, look at that.
We had two left there. So.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on their own charter on the San Mateo. We got more Let's Talk Hookup live at Dana Wharf when we return with Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the 97.3 The Fan. Hey, again, we're live here at Dana War Sport Fishing. Just drew the big winner of the San Mateo. Don, reach in for all the big all the recipients. And Steve from Huntington Beach was the big winner. Steve, congratulations,
Steve, what do you
buddy.
Think?
This is awesome. I'm trying to be calm.
You're not doing a great job. And
just
really
all
want.
Of a sudden,
I'm
you
not,
just got
I'm
a,
not very good
hey,
at it.
Hey, you just got a whole bunch of new friends that want to
yeah,
go fishing.
Yeah,
you
did.
I swear.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
And I just got to say really quick, thank you, sir, Mr. Hansen, for giving us an opportunity to bring our place with our kids and on my older children. You guys, I love you guys.
Thank
That's
you.
Right on, buddy.
Thank you very
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
Why is
have
here.
A, have a great here. Time on the trip.
Congrats, buddy.
Thank you,
That's
everybody,
cool.
for coming out. And I want to thank Ken, Frankie, Sport Fishing Association of California. Ken, thanks for all you do. Thanks for bringing us here to Dana Wharf. It
this
was a great
awesome.
One.
Thanks,
yeah.
Pete. And
yeah.
without you and Rick and the team, we couldn't do this. So we'll keep on doing it.
Don and Donna and Dave and Brian, thank you guys for being on the air. Great show this
so
morning.
Cool.
Thank you very
Good
much.
Stuff.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Really fantastic. And if somebody wants to come fishing here at Dana War Sport Fishing, give us the details, Donna.
Yeah, come out with us and go to danawharf.com. And you can get all the information. You can book online or call us at 949-496-5794, extension 7.
All right. Very good. DanaWharf.com
Thank you so
has everything. And you do phenomenal whale watching here. If you're not, do you want to take the family whale watching? That's year-round, right?
Oh, yeah. And right now we're seeing blue whales, fin whales. We
really?
Saw a humpback last week.
No
I
way,
mean,
really.
It's amazing.
Wow. Right? Really great. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for everybody's help. And thanks to the one and only Rick Cutler. It was a little testy at the beginning here, just to get on the air, but he managed. He did it along with the help of the great engineering over there at the Fan. Thank you, Rick, for being here, and thanks for what you do. Appreciate that very much. RC is our guy, for sure. And Brian, right there in the Mighty 1090 studios, the one and only Adam Clark on the phones and our producer there. Thank you very much for all you do, Adam. And, of course, Arnie for helping out with the photos. Geronimo and Edwin from the SAC office, appreciate you guys very much. And the one and only Tommy P for helping out, keeping us going here. And thank you very much. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Fan. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty will be there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on 97.3 The Fan.